Let us draw near to the Lord and appreciate Him, what He has done for us, and also to seek to understand what is in His heart. Let's turn to John chapter 10, verse 14 to verse 16. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. As we appreciate what the Lord has done for each one of us, it's first important for us to establish a personal relationship with God. The Lord Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows His sheep by name. He understands each one of us. He cares for us personally. The first thing that we need to do is to learn to draw near to Him, to appreciate Him personally and deeply. While God wants us to care for the whole world, He also knows that we cannot properly care for the whole world unless we have properly cared for ourselves. Unless we know the Lord personally, unless we have found life, unless there's something that we can give to others, what can we contribute? How can we truly help others and contribute to them? So the first thing is for us, as His sheep, to hear His voice, listen to Him, draw near to Him. Then as we appreciate what He's done for us, we become more conscious that there are others around us who love God. And we begin to appreciate our place together in the body of Christ. We need to work together, one flock, not just one sheep. God has a flock of sheep, not just one sheep, ourselves. So as we learn to be concerned for other people, to work together with others, we appreciate how God does His work, how He cares for us. But then the Lord Jesus here says, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. The Lord Jesus has other sheep, and He wants to reach out to them. We also recognize that though we seek to work together, there are other people in the whole world who need God. There are many people who are seeking for God, who need God, and God desires to reach out to them. We also need to appreciate our part in the context of the universal church, in the context of the need of the whole world. In this context, I'd like to consider with you briefly with regard to how God has reached out to the world. The Lord Jesus says, I have other sheep. How did He reach out to the other sheep? If we think of the way that God has reached out to the world, if we use our natural reasoning, we may not agree with Him. For example, today, we have satellite, we have television. We can communicate by SMS, by television, by internet, by many means of mass and rapid communications. With such things available to us, if we want to send a message to the whole world, what would we do? We'll make use of all this. We'll beam the message throughout the world. We'll broadcast it throughout the world as fast as we can. And we think we've covered the world. Do we not know that God has all this power long before we discovered television, internet, and the mobile phone? He could do all this. He could spread the message throughout the whole world instantly. He could bring the message in the skies to everyone to see. Could He not have communicated this immediately to everybody? But we know that He did not. Why is it that God did not do that? The way that God did seems to be very inefficient. God took a long, long time before the Lord Jesus came to this world. Why did He not send Him much earlier, at the very beginning? Then this could be proclaimed throughout the world. Why did He go through so much pain trying to nurture the nation of Israel? Why did the Lord Jesus call the disciples to Himself? Why did he spend so much time with them, trying to teach them? Well, we have no time to go into all this, but I want to raise it to all of us to ponder over this. If we really love the Lord Jesus, we appreciate the cross. We must understand that the cross is very deep in its meaning. God's ways are higher than our ways. The way that God has done things is the very best, but often we do not appreciate it. If we do not pray, we do not seek the Lord, it's easy for us to do many things. They are not God's ways. We think they are effective, they are good. We will seek to reach out to as many people as we can in whatever ways and means that are available to us, and we think that we will succeed. But God's way is quite different. God works in our hearts, and sometimes in ways they are not very obvious. There are people unknown to us whom God appreciates so much. To us, the opinion poll, mass communication, popularity are ways we find very attractive and we think effective. It's good for us to come before the Lord, to humble ourselves before Him, and ask Him to teach us His ways. It's only as we do that will we be able to do His work. It's only as we walk with Him and learn from Him that we understand what is the meaningful approach in our own development, as well as in our reaching out to other people and in helping them. Of course, it's true. God does use the internet. God does use mobile phones. God does make use of the technologies that we have. But we must first understand at the heart of it, what is it that He's seeking to do? How is He approaching it? In what context? So the Lord Jesus called disciples to Himself. He taught them. He sent the apostles out. He called the apostle Paul. He sent him out to the Gentiles. There are many flocks of sheep subsequently. One day they all be gathered together in heaven. You will have one big flock, the bride of Christ, with one shepherd. In the meantime, there are many things to be done. God is reaching out to the whole world. Are we a part of this, and how are we a part of it? How are we moving with Him? Let's ask Him to teach us His ways. Ask Him to help us to appreciate more what the cross really meant. What did He do at the cross? And how does the cross represent to us much, much more that we may not have thought about? The way of the cross is to the people of the world, foolishness. To the Jews, it's a stumbling block. What is it to us? If to us it's the wisdom of God, then we need to ponder over what it means and to grow in that. Let us then come before the Lord and ask Him to help us to appreciate Him more deeply, what He has done for us, and also that He will help us personally and together as His people to know how we can more effectively identify with Him, depend on Him, and see Him at work in our lives in a very meaningful way. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your deep love for each one of us, Your patience, Your kindness, that in spite of our many failures, You continue to care for us and to seek to reach out to us and to help us. We thank You that in our weakness, we can know Your strength. We thank You that in our ignorance, we can receive light from You. We thank You that whatever situations that we go through, we can have the confidence that You'll be with us. We are prepared to humble ourselves, to walk in Your ways, and to follow You. We thank You for Your love for all mankind, that You seek to bring us to repentance. Thank You that in Your wisdom, You sent Jonah to the city of Nineveh to preach to them that they may repent. Thank You for speaking to them, helping them. We pray that increasingly we may identify with what is in Your heart. We may understand more how You work and to cooperate with You in whatever You may call us, wherever You may send us. We thank you for sending the Lord Jesus into this world. Thank you for being so kind to us in giving us the perfect example in his life. And thank you that he became the sacrifice for our sins, that we may be reconciled to you. Thank you that he is our life, that he can transform us. He can draw us near to you, that we can become one with you. We pray that you help us to understand how we can be faithful sheep that will hear the voice of the shepherd. That we walk closely with you, we will not be arrogant in our own self-confidence, but that we will humbly walk with you, submit to you, learn from you. We pray that you will strengthen us, cleanse us from our sins as we repent and as we come to you to seek to do your will. We pray the Spirit of God will continue to work in our hearts in the days to come and help us to learn each day what you desire to teach us. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.